And then when did you, it sounds like you worked there.
Well, we've worked ever since when we lived in Tunbridge. Hazel and I would go up and put the rubber bands on and things like that. We worked right when he really first started making those forks and spoons. We were still in south of Royalton, and they moved out of their bedroom, and he built a machine. He built it up. He had a machine shop up in the big shop up there, so that he could. A piece of metal to him was like a piece of clay to most people, and he just put it on his lathe, and make whatever he wanted with it. And he built a machine to make the forks first, and set it up in the bedroom. Well, you can imagine we had a house full of sawdust for about a year before he found the place. And then they were closing down the mill, and Mr. Heron was getting too old to run it. But I was going to tell you, talking about Mr. Heron, he taught my father to read, and he taught him how to play bridge. And he'd bring books down to him for him to read and
so this is his boss in Tunbridge.
This was in South Royalton.
This is in South Royalton. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. He was a retired college professor, and I don't know how he ever bought that mill to run it, because he knew nothing about machines or anything, but. Probably he had money to invest or something. I don't know, but his wife lived in Springfield, Mass, and she ran Storrowtown on the Eastern States Exposition, and she lived there all year in Storrowtown, and in one of those houses, and she ran that Storrowtown, and that was his wife, and he was up here in Vermont here running this mill.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So your father was probably a very quick learner. I would think picked up.
Yeah, he did. But as I say, he never went to school. When they got to Rhode Island, he was big enough so that he'd go find a job, and he'd tell him that he'd applied for his working papers, which he wasn't old enough to get, and he'd work until. They'd let him work until the papers come, and then finally when the papers never come, he'd lose his job and he'd go get another one to do the same thing. So, well, he'd applied for them, but he didn't have them yet. And then, so he worked like that. And he'd bring home, of course they didn't make much money, but every penny they'd bring home, the best thing, he was so proud, he'd bring home and give it to his father. And the girls all worked in the mills. They all brought all their money home and gave to him. Now, as far as I knew, my grandfather never worked. But when everybody got married and left home, he got his first job. I don't know what it was, but I can remember he did go to work.
Oh, funny.